Yud Tes Tishri, Friday the 28th of September, Rabbi Meir Zev Rappaport, Hamavatl Kisei Shel Chaveiroi.
I'd like to discuss today a topic which I have to admit is not a sukkos d'kinyan. It's something which I discussed, spoke about Shabbos Shuva. It's also not a Shabbos Shuva d'kinyan. Efshet zot habistel tzotom b'tshuva. But it's an inyan which I went into because the shayla came to me and I had to deal with it. Memeila v'sacharangeton in dem inyan. And it's an interesting shayla. So I think it may be worthwhile sharing with you. You may enjoy the shayla and the discussion. Ma'ase shehoyo kachoyo. A landlord and a managing agent. So you've got a landlord, and he owns a property, he owns a few properties, and he's got a managing agent who was managing the property, and one of the things that the managing agent was doing for him was taking out an insurance policy. In fact, he invoiced him for the insurance. It cost him £100 to insure the property. The deal was, the insurance is, in case there will be a void, for whatever reason it may be. For example, if the tenant, the landlord drops dead, or the tenant can't pay, or for whatever reason it is, there'll be a void in the tenancy. I only discovered it when the shayla came to me, that there is such a concept as an insurance to insure yourself against voids in your property. So he invoiced him for the insurance, he paid him £100 for the insurance, and Lemaisa, there was voids, there were certain properties he had where payment wasn't made for whatever reason or another. Now, the Toiveya, the landlord, claimed one tiner, but in fact there were two tiners that he could have claimed. One tiner he claimed was that the tiner that he did claim was that the claim must be made within 45 days of the loss. 45 days, and he didn't make a claim. It turns out he checked up the papers a couple of years later, he discovers that there's thousands of pounds that he could have claimed, and the managing agent should have done it. He caused me a loss. He caused me a financial loss. That's the claim he made. There's a claim which he didn't make, but he could have made. The claim he could have made was that if you look at the small print of this insurance policy, you will discover this insurance policy doesn't even fit this type of tenancy, because the tenant was a tenant who couldn't really afford rent. He was a benefit, what we call a benefit tenant, and in the small print it seems to imply that the insurance wouldn't have covered such a tenancy anyway. So he was pesheya. The agent was pesheya, and he's caused them a loss of tens of thousands of pounds. And now the landlord is making a claim against this agent. The agent invoiced him for the insurance policy. So he's pesheya, negligent. Chayav or not? See, the stunned silence here.
You should explain what you're not.
Sorry?
When insurance, what is included, what is not included?
What's included in insurance?
Yeah, what included not?
Loss.
So he said, they didn't say that said, somebody get money from the government that he don't have.
Yeah, no, if you read the policy papers, you'll see that the agent got to
tell him that. Explaining that verbally.
The agent should have explained verbally. So he told him to take in a policy. Is it not the agent's responsibility to check the small tenants?
Is there a policy available which will cover DHSS as well?
Possibly.
Could there be another policy that he could have got him?
I don't know.
Or is it impossible?
I don't know. Yeah, you'll be under a good shayla.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look into what Torah Seina HaKadosha says on this shayla. Salam aleichem, Raboisa. There is a Tosefta. He's called. The agent should have made a claim
for loss of rent.
For voids.
It's an insurance policy against loss of rent.
But who is insured? The tenant or the landlord or the agent?
It's a landlord's insurance, which the agent, the managing agent, took out, and it's an insurance that the landlord will be able to claim the value of any voids in the tenancy.
What's the problem?
He didn't make a claim. The agent took out the insurance policy. Number one, he didn't make a claim within 45 days. And number two, he took out the wrong insurance policy. He took out an insurance policy that doesn't cover benefit tenants.
He didn't make a claim is irrelevant because the claim would have failed anyway.
Could be. Those were the two timers. Let's talk about both claims independently. La halacha, you're right. It may have been irrelevant, but let's talk about the two claims independently. So let's look at the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this Tosefta, Yerushalmi, says like this. Hanoisen moise chaveiro likach bohem peiros lemachzashcha. Before we start this Tosefta, just to point out to you, what has the landlord lost? What damage is he claiming? What's he lost? Did he damage his car, his house? Did he cause him a financial loss? Or did he prevent him from gaining profits?
Financial loss?
What loss did he cause him?
He's paying for the building, the money, for insurance, for everything.
And that earns him money.
Earns money. So the agent who was Poisheya merely prevented him from earning money. He didn't cause him a loss of something that he owns. It's not as if he damaged his car, or damaged his house, or broke his chafetz. It wasn't a hezek of a financial loss, but it was a preventing him from earning money. And that is an important nekuda. Sorry?
The structure of the whole business is that it's one against the other, that he's got outgoing expenditure.
That may be so.
Which is set off by the income.
That may be so.
If he's not getting the rent. Doskem
is often for the tax man. Does a tanya good for the taxman? The shayis, does it work with halacha? Let's have a look. So let's see. Let's see what halacha says about it. Let's see what they will say. Yeah.
Surely it depends what the contract was between the landlord and the agent, whether the agent was expected to take out insurance to cover.
He definitely said he's going to, and he definitely invoiced the landlord for the insurance. So obviously there was understanding that he's taking out the insurance and taking responsibility. So now. Tosefta says, "Bob Metzia, Shochnov Paskins, it Hanoisin Mois the Chaver Likach Bohem Peiros Lemachzashcha. I give you money, and I say, look, do me a favor. Not a favor, actually. Let's do a business together. You buy fruits, buy peiros, buy produce, and we'll split the profits 50-50. Afterwards, Bachroina, at the end of the whole story, he comes back to me and says, 'Nu, how's it going?' He says, 'Nah, Loido Klachta, I didn't buy it. Didn't do it.' He didn't bother it. Kitzer, the fellow, he took, asked somebody to go and buy him fruit, said, 'We'll split the profits.' The fellow says, 'I didn't do it.' No, he's got a tree against him. All he can do is cough and complain. More than that, he can't do. He's got no financial claim against him. Says the Yerushalmi, based on this halacha, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Hado Omro, Hamevatel Kis Chaveiroi, Ein Loi Olav El Tarumis. A person who isn't a mazik, he doesn't cause him losses, but he prevents him from earning money, he's mevatel kisoy shel chaveiroi. He's mevatel his kisoy, his purse. He stops him from earning the money. You've got no financial claim against that. There's no financial claim against that. That's one halacha. More than that, sorry?
Even though he's charged, even though he's gone through with it.
They made a deal. He said, "We're going to split the profits. You're going to do it."
He gave him money also for that.
Yeah. He gave him money to do it. He gave him cash. No, let's look at another halacha, which is even more surprising. It's a Shulchan Aruch, Choshe Mishpat, Shin Samach Gimel. It says like this. If a person, Reuven doesn't go and live in Yenim's house, but he steals a house from him. How do you steal Yenim's house? You can't pick up a house. Houses are not generally portable. So what happens? He goes like this. He goes and he draws somebody out of his house. He throws him out of his house. Locks his front door. Doesn't let them live in the house. It's a rosh. Based on a rosh. Throw somebody out of his house. You lock the door. You don't let them live in his house. It's a grommer. It's potter. The Yerushalmi says on this halacha, I throw somebody out of his house, I lock the door, so he can't live in his house anymore. He's going to have to go to pay money to stay in a hotel. If I don't cause him an actual loss, I don't damage him, but I merely prevent him from earnings, That's where Vatel Kisish Lechaveroi and his potter. So the Chayre. Sorry? So what? I can't steal your house. What I did was, I caused you to lose income. No? Bottom. So the Chayre, according to this, we can go home now and say the fellow's pot is not Chayv. Not Chayv. He may have been negligent, he may have been a Klisheya, but he's not Chayv. He's not Chayv.
He'll be Chayv Bedin HaShemayim, though.
Oh, we're not talking about Din HaShemayim. You almost, that's why I said maybe it's got to do with Shabbat Shuvah. It's got to do with Shabbat Shuvah because Chotch, a person has to do Shuvah, is Bedin HaShemayim. But here we're talking about Bedin HaOdom. So far, the Chayv is Potter. So is there any way where we can be Mechayv him? Yeah, because it doesn't seem right. Nebuch, this poor landlord has lost all his income because the agent was Peshea. Is there any way we can be Mechayv? So let's have a look. So there's a Mishnah, it says like this. Mishnah Shulchan Aruch Paskens, a Mishnah Bob Metzir Shulchan Aruch Paskens. Hamekabil Sodom Echaveiroi Ve'oiviro. Again, a deal is made between one person and another person. You're going to work the land. You're going to work my land, and you're going to grow produce in it, and you'll get 25%, 30%, whatever it may be. Shlish Lemechzer Revia. And he doesn't do it by Viro. A fellow's a foiler. He didn't do it. He left it fallow. He left the field fallow. Er's a foiler. The field is fallow. What's a halacha? What's a halacha? Is he chayv? Sheitim Mishnah, he's chayv. Shekach koisev loy, im oivir v'loy avid. If I leave it fallow and I don't work the field, ashanim b'mei tova. I'll pay you prime. I'll pay you idis. I'll pay you the best if I don't. So here we have a Mishnah that says that a fellow who prevents Yenem from earning money, i.e. he's mevatel kisel shel chaver, he's chayiv. So we have a steerer. We have a steerer because we have a mefurusha shulchan aruch, Mishnah and shulchan aruch, who says that regarding a field, you're chayiv. Yet the very same shulchan aruch and in Tosefta, it says that if I give you money to buy fruit, you're potter. So are you chayiv for mevatel kisel shel chaver, or are you potter? Sorry? Oh, zayagut. So here already, the Nehuki Yosef, the Ran, the Rashba, the Rishonim say that here is different. Because here the Mishnah says, Shekach Koisev loy, im oivir veloy avid ashaneh b'mitovo. Here he writes to him. Here he's written, he says, if I don't work the field, so he clearly made the Tanai. He says, if I don't work the field, I will pay you. So because he stipulated that he will pay him, he's got to pay. And these are the words of the Nemuk Yosef Ran Rashbo. Taima de Kosav. The reason he's chayv is because he writes it. Holoi Kosav Potter. But if he never wrote, im oivir v'loi avid ashalem b'mitovo, if he doesn't write that, he's Potter. You know why? Because Mevatel Kisya Shel Chaveiroi is Potter. So far, he's not chayv. So is there a way we can be mechayv agent? At the moment, not. Let's go right. Hi man, Omer Rav Choma. Rav Choma says, hi man, there was a person. The Yoiv Zuzel Echavri gave him money to buy wine. He told him to buy wine for him. He wants to make money with wine. He wants to buy cheap, sell. Yeah, that's the general way business works, as far as I understand, as far as I'm told. Apparently, you buy cheap, you sell for more. So Omer Rav Choma, hi man, the Yoiv Zuzel Echavri gives him money. He says, buy me wine. Uposha. He was negligent. He didn't do it. He didn't do what he was told to do. He was given money. He was told to buy wine. He's a shliach. And he didn't do it. He said he'd buy it. He didn't buy it. What's halacha? He's got to pay him. He's got to give him as much wine as you could buy in the vintage season in the port of Zol Shofat, which is where the cheapest wine, that's where you can get wine in the vintage season. All the wine comes into the port of Zol Shofat. And he's got to buy him that much wine. Omer HaMeimah, so HaMeimah said, well, I told this whole sugya to Rav Zvid in Ardoye, and he said like this, he says, no, depends. Kiko Omer Rav Choma, Rav Choma only meant it, Hani Mili Beyang Stam. If he told him to buy wine, unspecified wine, Avol Beyang Zeh, if he told him, I want you to buy this specific wine, then he's not Chayev. You know why? Who said the fellow would sell him the wine? If he told him, go buy wine, you can always find wine in Zol Shofat. So Memela, that's when Rav Choma said that he's chayv. Yain zeh is potter. Rav Ashi Omar, and we pass like Rav Ashi, afilu yain stam namilo, even if he tells me buy me wine, and he didn't do it, he was negligent, and he caused me a loss of profits, he was mevatel kisi, still he's potter. My timer, asmachtohi. Asmachtoloikani. What does that mean, asmachtoloikani? It's asmachta means that the agreement was non-binding. Why? Because there was lack of intent over here. The agent never meant it seriously. And we'll explain soon. Asmachta ba'alma. And asmachta means, he said, yeah, I'll do it. But he never really meant he'll do it. It's an asmachta. An asmachta loikamia. An asmachta is not binding. An asmachta agreement is not binding. Okay. So over here, it says that he's potur because it's an asmachta. But if it wouldn't be an asmachta, if he wouldn't have been a non-binding agreement, if this agreement would not have been non-binding, it would be chayiv. Why? Why is he chayiv? I didn't cause him a financial loss. I prevented him from profiting. Mevateu kisa shel chaveri, we've said he's potur. What did he do? So he didn't buy him wine. So he never made profits. I didn't cause him a loss. I didn't damage his wine. I just stopped him from earning money. Mevateu kisa shel chaveri is potur. Why should he be chayiv? So here, the Rosh answers, and the Mikuy Yosef brings the same answer. He says, we must make a new kinto in this Gemara. We've got to establish the Gemara in a specific scenario. Umayri, says the Rosh, keshehisna imo, he made a specific tnai. She imlo yikne, if I don't buy you the wine, yamtzli yamsh, I will give you wine. Daigenisht, he made a stipulation that I will reimburse you all the principal with other wine, your principal with other wine, if I do not get you the wine that you want. Why, says the Rosh, does it have to be talking in such a case where he made a tnai, a stipulation that he will reimburse him? Di ilav hochi, if he wouldn't have made the stipulation, kaim alon we hold, says the Rosh, hamevatel kisoy shel chaveiroi, ein lo yod over a tarumos. If I, the person, causes somebody not to earn profits, you've got no financial claim against him, you can complain, taroimus, you can hold it against him, Efshe, you can cross the road when you see him, you don't have to say good Shabbos to him, that's taroimus, but you can't, you have no financial claim against him. So it must be, the Gemara of wine is talking when he specifically made a tanai, I will reimburse you. And the tanai, it would be chayiv, if not for the facts as Rav Ashi, that he never really meant it, because it's an asmachta, and asmachta loikamia, he never meant it because he was convinced that you can, he'll get the wine. I mean, it's so easy to buy wine in his old shop at, I mean, it's a joke to buy wine in his old shop at in the port. So he thought he'll get it, he thought he'll, lemaisa, he didn't, he never really meant the tanai, but he made the tanai. If he wouldn't have made the tanai, it would be potter, because levatul kisush lechaveri is potter. So far, we have come up with various subyas, Shulchan Aruch, regarding the buying produce. We've come up with a fellow who's chucked the other fellow from the house. We've come up with a case of a person who left the field fallow, the person who didn't buy the wine. Various sources, they all seem to boil down to the fact that the mevatel kisush lechaveroi potur. If a person causes somebody else not to earn profits, he's goyrim him, not to earn money, he's potter.
Because it's asmachta.
No, in this case, you need to come up to asmachta because he made a tanai.
Yeah, but...
But even with that, without a tanai, he'd be potter. Not without, no, because of asmachta.
Because of asmachta.
No, not because of asmachta, he'd be potter. The asmachta is only to be mevatel the tanai. But without a tanai, he'd be potter. Even without asmachta, even if it's not an asmachta.
If he said yes, just he forgot... Yeah.
If he was Koisheya, if he said I'll do it, and he didn't do it, it's potter. He said I'll do it. He never made a tanai that I'll reimburse you for your losses. He said I will do it, and he didn't do it, he's potter. He's potter. As Eivai says. However, let's have a look. There is a problem. Because we do find in certain instances, clearly, that it seems to be Mevatel Kisush Lechaveri is Chayiv. Two instances. One is a Rambam, the other one is a Tshuva Sarosh. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down both these psokim. Number one is a Rambam, Shulchan Aruch paskens it in Shin Yud Beis. He says that if a tenant, because of time is limited, I'll try and cut it short, a tenant who did not inform the landlord that he's leaving, there seems to be a certain amount of time that he's got to inform him. It depends whether it's in big cities, small cities, either 30 days beforehand or 12 months. He didn't inform him that he's leaving. He should have informed him that he's not staying on as a tenant in order that the landlord can look for another tenant. And he didn't do it, so he didn't have time to find another tenant. It works vice versa also. The landlord didn't tell the tenant in time that he needs him to leave. In these cases, the tenant is not allowed to leave. The tenant must stay, and he's got to pay the tenant. He's got to pay the rental. He's got to pay the rental. So says the Rambam, and I say, pass on the Shulchan Aruch. Or he can always find another tenant for him. But he's got to be of the same equal standing. He's got to be an Erlich tenant. You can't find him somebody who's Eidel Odom Shein Lihogu. The Mechaber paskens that if the tenant was negligent in informing the landlord that he's leaving the house within 30 days in Ayorois or 12 months in Krochim, it's negligence and he's got to stay and pay rent or he's got to find another tenant. It's only Mevachel Kishish Lechaveri. Why should he be Chayv? So ask the Yachroinim, Shah Mishpat, Nachlas Tzvi, Echashai, Mishpat Sholim. They will ask it. Another case the Shulchan Aruch brings down based on a Tshuva Sarosh. Tshuva Sarosh says, Shushalto, he responds to the person asking the question. Shushalto, you ask, regarding Schirus Batim, it seems there's a certain Yesh Rosh Hashanim Kvuim. There's a Rosh Hashanah for rental of houses. Everybody knows when the time is over. Reuven rents a house from Shimon for 1 year. After he stays on in the house for another month. Didn't tell him. Next year, Reuven wants to pay for the 1 month and go out. Shimon says, 1 second, you didn't tell me you're leaving. The default position, you stayed for a month, it's a 12-month contract. It's automatically twirls over for 12 months. If you stay, you've got to pay me the whole 12 months. Why didn't you tell him? Says the Rosh, Adinim Shimon. Shimon is right. Seeing as the standard is 1 year tenancy, and he stayed on for another year, he didn't tell him he's leaving, he's got to pay for the whole thing. So says the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, it's Mokim Shanoi Agim, Sheesh Lom Rosh Hashanah, Kavu Al Eschilus Batim, Reuven Socha Bais Mishim Leshona Achas, Ve'achas Shekol Sa Hashanah Nishar Bebais, Chodesh Echot, and he didn't say anything. Now he wants to leave. Shimon could stop him and say, I'm sorry, you're not leaving. You're staying here and you're paying tenancy. You want to leave, either pay, find me another tenant. Of equal standing, as Elish as you are.
Can the Bible check him out after enough?
Sorry?
In that case, can the
Lord
check out the
tenant after enough? I don't know. Yeah. Should work both ways. Okay, we've got 5 minutes left, so let's see what we can do. So here you've got Mefurusha Rambam Shulchan Aruch, Tshuva Sarosh Shulchan Aruch, who says that Mevatel Kishish Chaver Gavim Schilus Batim is Chayev. Two cases in Shulchan Aruch. So how do we solve this problem? Is Mevatel Kishish Chaver Potter or Chayev? We've got cases regarding a field, regarding wine, regarding produce, that is potter. And here we have a case regarding Schirus Batim Mischayev. So that we find in Achronim three different answers. Let's see, answer number one. Shaul Mishpat says, he says that Yotaka right. Mevatel Kishish Shechaveri is potter. He's not chayev. Novos. And the Derech Klal Avadi Yo potter. Over here, he's not being mechayev to pay. He's just preventing him from leaving the house. I.e., the same as we find, Groma ben Izokin potter, but can I come along and say, well, I know Groma ben Izokin is potter, but I'm going to damage you begroma. In fact, no, we don't allow somebody else to cause damage begroma. Lechatchila, to go allow some, faker, meshamtin olay, shalay yizakenu. If a person's about to damage somebody begroma, he may be potter if he does it, but we can put him in, we can be meshamatim, we can put him in chayim, if he, we tell him, don't damage him begroma. So here, he's not asking for payment. He's not claiming off him a damage of a groma ben izokin of a mevatel kishish chaver. He's saying to him, you can't leave, that's all. You're not leave. So he's keeping the status quo here. Because by leaving, you're going to cause me a damage. So he's preventing him, he's being me'akav on him, milotzeis midirose, from leaving the apartment. That's not the same as our cases, where here, he to go and claim in Bezdin for Mevatel Kishish Chaver, that not. To stop him from causing me damage that I can tell him. I can tell him, please don't cause me damage. Stay put. Stay put so you won't cause me damage. That's answer number one. That has no bearing on our case. In our case, he would still be potter. Because all he did was prevent him from earning money from insurance. Okay? That's answer number one.
Force him to stay with Mishamot, yeah?
Sorry? Yeah, you can force him to stay. You can force him to stay, yeah. Nachlas Tzvi gives an answer based on a Noyeh Behuda. Noyeh Behuda says, in the case, it's again, it's Tshuva Sarosh, it's a Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpot. Reuven rents a behemah for 2 days. He wants to go to Yana place and come back again. And there's a river running there, and it's it does happen that the river overflows its banks and he was prevented in coming. He prevented in returning on time. He only rented it for 2 days. Le Mans, he's got to pay the extra time. He's got to pay for 3 days. He's got to pay about. He's got to pay. So says the Noida Bihuda, why does he have to pay? He rented it for 2 days. What does he have to pay for? Says the Nachlas Tzvi, based on the Yehuda, that Boloi betoiras schirus, that if I get something bischirus, that means renting, a rental, then there's an automatic default position. I am automatically chayv to pay the rent that al das kein I rented that for as long as I have it. And it's normal, something normal will happen, may happen, even though we only said 2 days, but because it's a standard, it can happen, it's not unusual for the river to overflow its banks, therefore I'm chayv. Says the Nachas, the same thing here. If I rent a house, I rent an apartment, so it's a standard, it's a default understanding. It's all nichras and the kinyan of schirus, that automatically by default I'm chayv schirus up until such time that another year passes. That's the Nachas Tzvi. Again, this teretz has no bearing on our shayla. However, there is an answer given by the Mishpat Sholem, the Erech Shai brings the same answer, based not on the Rosh's understanding of the Gemara with the wine, but on the Ritva's understanding of the Gemara with the wine. The Ritva says like this. What happened? Rav Chama says that Rav Chama goes and tells Rav Chama says that so-and-so told him, go buy me wine, cheap wine, it's the vintage season now, go to Zol Shopat, go buy wine. And he doesn't buy the wine. Oive, now I have a loss of earnings. I could have made so much money, from so much profits from the wine, you didn't buy it, pay me. Says the Gemara, no. Says the Gemara, he's got to pay, he's got to pay. So says Rav Chama. Rav Ashi says only because it's an Asmachta. But if not for an Asmachta, he'd have to pay. Says, why does he have to pay? Mevatel Kishish Chaver is Potter. What did the Rosh answer? He made a T'nai. He specifically said, I will reimburse you if I don't do it. I will reimburse you with my own wine. I will pay. He made a T'nai. That's the Rosh's answer. The Ritva gives a different answer. The Ritva brings the answer to the Rosh, but he gives a different answer himself. He doesn't want to say he made it now, but he says that the minute that the agent who's meant to buy the wine went into an agreement with the balabos that he's going to buy him the wine, he was mekabel arvus on himself. He becomes an orev, like a guarantee. You sign an arvus on a loan, you become a guarantor. You guarantee a loan. Here he's guaranteeing. He's a guarantor. So he is a guarantor for himself. He's a guarantor for himself. Why is he guaranteeing? What does he get in return? Now, every guarantor, every orev, the way it works is that he received something, so he's willing to give something. That's the way it works. How is he goymer das to agree to be a guarantor? Because an orev, the way an orev works is that you say to me, you choose me. You chose me to buy your wine. Be'ahiyano, that you chose me to buy your wine and not somebody else. You asked me to buy the wine and not somebody else. You could have chosen, there's another 1,000 shlichim here who could do the job. The fact that you chose me, in return for that, I mischayev to be misarev, that on the off chance that I won't end up buying the wine, I will reimburse you for your losses. So it's an arvus. So says the Ritva. An automatic arvus on a person who goes into an agreement. But I hear know that you asked me to do it, and not Yenem. Therefore, Gomar umeshabed nafshoi. He has now conclusively decided that he is guaranteeing this deal. That if he doesn't buy the wine, then he will be an orev, he will be misarev, he will guarantee any possible loss of profits. So says the Ritva. With that we understand that when a person goes into a schirus, into a rental agreement, also, there's an arvus. The fact that you let me live in this house, you let me rent your house, you could have rented it to anybody. The fact that we went into this agreement, but I know that you allowed me, therefore I misarev gomar mishabed nafshei, that I will reimburse you for any loss of profits. So learns the Ritva. Umimela, if we speak about our case, then true that he never made it tonight. So according to the Rosh Lechoira, he never made the tnai shel mi chayv. But according to the Ritva, there's an automatic avos here. The minute a person goes into agreement, the fact that the landlord went and chose this agent, Be'ahia lo, that you chose me to be agent, there's 1,000 agents there who could have managed the property. The fact that you chose me to be Misare, to manage his property, Be'ahia lo, gomar u'mishabed nafsha, he's Misare, he acts as a guarantor, that if you will have loss of profits, if you won't earn profits from this insurance policy, then I will guarantee the loss of potential profit from the insurance policy. Remember, the insurance policy is an investment. It's revach, it's profits. You invest money in investment in an insurance policy, and you get it back. We are already running late. Let's finish off. Do we pass like the Ritva? Do we not pass like the Ritva? Who do we pass like? Big machloek sachroinim, whether we pass like the Ritva. Number one. Number two, does the Rosh agree with the Ritva? Does the Rosh not agree with the Ritva? The Chasam Sofer says the Rosh does agree with the Ritva. Lemaisa. The Chasam Sofer says that this arvus only applies when the profits are borrowed, when there's definite, when we definitely know there will be profits. That means that b'shavat I make an arvus, we know there'll be profits. Then I guarantee it. But if the profits won't be borrowed. If the profits are over, why should I guarantee it? Who said I will cause the loss? Maybe somebody else, maybe it won't be me who's causing the loss. Who said there'll be profits anyway? If I cause the loss, I guarantee you. But if I'm not causing the loss, who said I guarantee you? Umimela, only when it's borrowed. So I received a letter. I discussed the shaila with Chidu Weiss. He's a Sat Medayin in Antwerp, big gun. And I received a letter from him a couple of weeks later. And he said the following. He said, depends what the claim is. If the claim is claimed, first claim he suggested, that you didn't claim within 45 days, within 45 days you should have made the claim. Then he says, by default, the profits are borrowed. Clear profits. Because you know there was a financial loss, you know there was a void, you would have made the claim, you would have got the money. So by neglecting to make the claim, the revach was borrowed, and therefore your chayiv, even though it's mevachel kisui shel chaveri, because he said differently, but this is the way I understand it, because of arvus. However, if the claim is that you got the wrong insurance policy, you were negligent because you got the wrong insurance policy, beshaitoi, when he took out the insurance policy, who said there would have been voids? Nobody knows there would have been voids. So the revach was not borrowed. The revach was not borrowed. He was never misarev on revach she'enu borrowed. He was only misarev on revach borrowed. Azei kutois v'chasim soifer. So mimeila lichaoira, in our instance lichaoira, the bottom line is he shouldn't be chayv, because he was never misarev on a revach that's not borrowed. So lichaoira should not be chayv. Soif kol soif, grad in this instance, both parties very commendable. They were both yidden who I must be mishabeach them because they were mispashel. They both compromised. They came to an agreement before it actually went to Bezdin. And though there's nothing wrong with going to Bezdin, Rabbi said Bezdin is to find out what Din Torah is. And Ishka Shtech Zach, the person goes to Din Torah to be Mavari Le'in and Alpi Din Torah. But the Maisa, they managed to conclude it before getting to Bezdin with a Pshara, Agut Moyed, and Agut Yod.
Well, enough to share to follow. Yeah.